The Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
It starts with... Welcome on back, BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle, she's Kate Constable. Filling in for Brad Evans. We got a half hour to go here on this Friday night, half hour to go on this week. Half hour to go until I am off for a week and a half. Going to Spain, flying out Sunday night. Fingers crossed the Knicks finish this puppy off tomorrow. Got my family's charity golf outing tomorrow, Kate, so it'll be a long day for me. Ooh. I'll be out the door at 8 o'clock in the morning, West New Jersey, Heron Glen Golf Course, beautiful golf course, 30th annual Boyle Memorial Foundation golf outing. Cannot wait. And then hopefully the day ends with a Knicks W at night. And a championship, and then I can fly to Spain on Sunday in peace.
That's like a perfect, what, 24 hours prior to leaving for the big trip? What's the charity? Where do you guys donate?
So my dad started it 30 years ago in honor of his parents. My dad passed a year and a half ago, so it's the second golf outing now that is in honor of my pops. But it's awesome. The Boyle Memorial Foundation. And every year we give, like the main thing that my family's foundation does is give scholarships to seniors graduating from the high school that me and my brother and sister went to.
That is awesome. Very cool, Pat. I hope it goes well tomorrow. Hope it's fun.
Thank you. Wow. So Monty in the show chat says, thanks for the invite. I like to golf. Combe says, yeah, no bleep. I would have flown out to golf and paid tribute to your dad. Well, all you guys had to do was say that. I mean, please. So now you guys know next year, like, you're expected to play now.
Well, I mean, how can I say, hey, I'll go golfing in a memorial that I have no clue is happening? I'll go do something that I don't know is going to happen yet. Yeah, let's. You sound like my ex-wife now.
Oh, gosh.
That's fair. All righty. It's Friday night. Are you guys, Kate, you ready to play some trivia?
I am so ready.
All righty. It's time. It's Friday night. It's time for the list.
I'm going to have to go tell the world exactly what's on the list.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love trivia.
Hey, the champ is telling you to do something. You know what? You just made the list.
All righty, Friday night trivia here, where we get VP Monty, Michael Montgomery. He comes up with a list. And then Kate, you, me, and Combs will take turns guessing until there is one person left standing. We've got to try to fill out the list. And so tonight, Monty, you're the creator, you're the judge, jury, and the executioner. What is the list for tonight?
Can't wait to execute you, Pat. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been executed very early the last couple of weeks on some BS.
Well, that's for debate. But yes, we are going to stick with the NBA Finals, of course. That's all anybody wants to talk about these days, even though it's baseball season. Shout out to all my baseball fans out there. But that's neither here nor there.
Give it a rest.
Can't wait to give the NBA a rest.
This is why you lose.
We are doing NBA Finals most career double-doubles in the NBA Finals.
Oh, God.
The cutoff, it's for... You know, you had to play a lot in the finals, so just think about players that played in the finals. the cutoff is 11 or more, so there's 18 people on the list that have had 11 or more double-doubles in their career in the NBA Finals. Any questions?
How far back does this go?
So this could go back to 1940, right?
I have no idea what year it goes back to, but... Yeah, the year is irrelevant.
Okay.
All right.
This will be fun.
But I will
Kate,
say,
Kate, are you a basketball aficionado? You can how far, how deep is your basketball?
Not for
acumen?
This type of stuff. I mean, I'd like to think it's fairly deep, but
yeah.
Am I starting us off?
We usually let the guests go first, but you can pick. If you would rather not start, then one of us will go. But we usually let the guests go first.
Okay, usually the person that goes first, it's the easiest because you get to say the easiest names.
Usually. I'm going to go LeBron James.
That's because you're smart. He is on the list. Third most career double-doubles in the NBA Finals with 35. This is according to StatMuse, by the way, so if you're unhappy with the list, take it up with them. I'm not out here searching every NBA Finals box score in the history of time.
Okay. I've been cheated a couple of times here, Kate, on top of
lies.
On top of the other early exits I've suffered, which, by the way, we did last week or 2 weeks ago, most points scored in NBA Finals history. And I think I got knocked out with Luka Doncic, right? Luka. Mm. It was NBA playoffs history.
Playoffs
history. I got knocked
Luka
out with
Luka
Doncic.
Oh, Luka wasn't on the list?
Nope.
He was like 22nd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out of 20.
Sorry, be better.
All right, Combs, you want to go second?
Sure. I'm going to go with a guy who won a ton of titles, Bill Russell.
He is, of course, number one with 47 career double-doubles in the finals.
Now, last week, I believe I got knocked out early. It was like my second or third guess because I thought there was no chance. I think we did most points in NBA Finals history last week.
Mm.
And I got knocked out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, by saying Wilt Chamberlain. If Wilt Chamberlain is not on the most double-doubles in NBA Finals history, I'm going to burn everybody's houses down to the ground. The three of you. I don't care if any of you didn't do anything. I'll burn StatMuse down to the ground. Give me Wilt Chamberlain.
It's all right. Nobody has to worry because he's fifth all time.
Ugh.
Thank you.
Huh?
That's a good one.
Kate, back to you.
Yep.
It's much easier than it sounds, guys. I promise.
I know. I'm going to go Shaq.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Fantastic. He is seventh on the list.
God. Tim Duncan?
He is directly between Wilt and Shaq. Sixth all time.
Oof.
Okay. I don't think his name, again, we did most points in NBA Finals history last week, and his name wasn't thrown out until, like I think the game was basically over, so I'm not going to make that mistake. He's got to be on here for most double-doubles. Give me white chocolate, Larry Bird.
Oh, that's what I was going to go with next.
Ninth all-time with 22 double-doubles in the finals, and Pat,
I feel like
wasn't
this
last
is
week,
going to be...
I was off. It was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago was most points in NBA playoffs history.
Mm. There was also MLB Cy Young in there somewhere, so I don't know.
Don't worry, Monty. We got plenty of time to do baseball ones.
This is going to be wrong because, guys, we got ourselves a match here. Is that second goal for Paraguay, or maybe I'm looking...
Paraguay just scored.
Okay. That was a replay of their first goal. I thought it was about to be 3-2. I mean, no one has said MJ yet. And I feel like that's probably for a reason, but I'm going to go MJ. And I should not have gone MJ.
He is 25th.
Holy cow. Really?
Double doubles.
Oh.
That would have been my next guess.
Wow.
Kate, yeah,
That was my next guess.
That was my next guess as well. So all three of us are going to go with Michael.
I'm glad I could get that out of the way for us, gentlemen.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's unreal.
That threw me for a loop. Because the other one, I was going to say Mike, and then, I mean, obviously Scotty, but if Mike's not on there, Scotty's not on there. Magic Johnson?
I was waiting for that one. He is second all time. 43 double doubles in the NBA Finals in 50 games. So he had 7 games where he didn't have a double double. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Jeez. All right. So I thought the guy that I was about to say was going to be second. And if he is not on the freaking list, again, I'm going to freak out. Okay. I'm going to lock it in. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Please, Monty, tell me that he's on the list.
It really would be a shame if he wasn't, wouldn't it? He's on the list. Eighth all time.
He's on the line.
You dirty dog!
You guys are almost halfway. There are 11 remaining, I believe. Or no, 10. 10 remaining.
I mean, at this point, I'm just going with players that I can remember. Hakeem Olajuwon.
He is on the list. 12 career double-doubles in the finals out of 17 games played.
Oh, man. Okay. Who is number 4? It's got to be an old head. Who's won the most titles? I feel like we've hit all the Lakers. Oh, man. All right. I feel like his name always gets brought up in these most whatever. And I think he was also in the most. I'm trying to remember the names from the most points in finals history. And I feel like he was there as well. Okay. All right. Hopefully I'm not out here. I think he was also a Laker as well. I'm not going to claim to know all the legends of like the 60s and the 70s. I wish I did, but this name keeps speaking to me, and I feel like he's on all these all-time lists, so I'm just going to say it, and hopefully I'm not wrong. Elgin Baylor.
You are correct. He is 4th.
Ooh.
Oh, he was 4th. Okay. Well, that might be it for me.
Think of all these old teams. I mean, the Celtics went to so many. We already said Bird. We already said Bill. Robert Parrish.
He is on the list.
What? Who throws out Robert Parrish?
They went to like 19 freaking NBA Finals.
Lost. This is so rigged. Robert Parrish, who thinks of that?
What are you talking about? Those Celtics teams? How do you not think of Robert Parrish? God, I'm not even a basketball guy.
I agree. Same. Obvious, dude. Robert Parrish, come on.
All right. I gotta think. There's gotta be.
Also,
is there anybody? Let me think recent here. We said LeBron, Cavs. Nobody else on. There can't be. Kyrie can't be on this list. No, because he would have had to do it with assists. There's no way he had that many. What about the Warriors? Steph? I don't think Steph had enough double-dub, 10 assist games. Anybody else on the Warriors? Klay? Draymond? I don't know if I feel like Draymond had a ton of 10 rebound games. Did he have enough games where he scored 10 points? We're running out of time. Sure. I gotta give an answer. I'm gonna go with Draymond Green.
Draymond Green is 10th all time.
All right. Well, for sake of time, I'm gonna end up being out. But I'm gonna go with since Jordan's not on there, I the only other name I can think of is Scottie Pippen. And if Jordan's not there, Scottie's not there. So
there's no way Scottie's there. There's no way he has the 11th most triple doubles in NBA Finals history.
Shut up.
Scottie had more double doubles than Mike. What?
Four more, yep.
I guess the difference is Scottie would pass the ball.
I would not have guessed that.
I wouldn't have thought that either. I thought I was out.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm definitely out. I'm out of Nate. I don't know anybody.
All right. Last one. I'm thinking of the other dynasties. We hit the Spurs with Tim Duncan. There's no way Manu could be on this. There's no way Tony Parker could be on this. We hit Shaq. I don't think Kobe would be on it. I don't think. Kobe, Shaq. Who else is on those teams? I'm going to say either Kobe or Pau Gasol. And one of them might be right, one of them might be wrong. I feel like if I say Kobe, that's too easy of an answer. Give me Pau Gasol.
Final answer?
Yes.
Good choice, Pat. He is on the list.
Does that mean Kobe's not? Well, I'm going to go with his other answer. I'm going to go with Kobe.
You are correct. Kobe is not.
Son of a About time, Pat.
Pat wins.
Parting gift for Spain. You win.
Wow.
Finally win a game.
Well technically, right. I have to name somebody. Otherwise, we both get knocked out the same round.
Better name somebody quick. We got to go to break.
I'll take a tie at the worst here. I'll go with... I don't know. I'll just... Hopefully, he had the assist. I'll go with Tony Parker.
Nope.
Ah! We tie! You don't win! You suck again!
Who else was on this freaking list, Monty?
Is Havlicek on there? I almost said him.
John Havlicek is on there.
Son of a...
Bob Cousy, Kevin McHale, and Bob Pettit. Should have thought more 82-0, folks.
I should have went with Havlicek.
Wow, Cousy.
He's always in my pocket when we do these lists.
Damn. Wow. All right. Well, me and Combs, I guess, tie. Kate, good effort. You were the white lamb that got knocked out before us. Going first actually hurt you. That was one of the very rare times. Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back, quickly finish up with some best bets and predictions for Game 5 tomorrow night NBA Finals. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
The Knicks are one win away from their first NBA title in over 50 years. New York can taste it. Up 3-1 in the series. Can they finish the job? Game 5 is in San Antonio. Tomorrow night, Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by FinWise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes! Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $10,000. That's promo code MONEY.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a hospitality manager at a five-star hotel.
So I just checked into room 318, but someone was in there.
Room 318. Oh, you were supposed to be booked in 813, which is now booked.
So what do we do?
How about rock, paper, scissors for who gets the bid?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.